we got to the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, the very last line going on to Chav Hei. And the new Mishnah says that Ma'isa Shebo Shnaim V'Amru Ra'inu Shachris V'Mizrach. Two people came to Beis Din and said, we saw the moon in the morning, it was in the east. However, V'Arvis B'Marav, but in the evening it was on the west. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Eidi Shekehim. You can't trust these Eidim that it moved over from one end of the world to the other end of the world, from the east to the west.
And doesn't it move from east to the west?
No, but the amount of time it took, it should take more. It should, because it took 12 hours. So look at Rashi. See Rashi Eidi Shekehim. He's top line. He says the Kaimalon. We already learned a few blot ago. Esrim v'arba shai michsei sira. It takes 24 hours for the moon to go from one end to the next end. This took only 12 hours to go from one end to the next, so that's why he thought they're Eidei Shekehim. It was too quick, it moved way too fast. So despite the fact, kishabo liyavna, when these Eidim went to Yavna anyways, I'm not sure why, because if Yochanan already rejected them, they went further to Rabbi Gamaliel, and Yavna, and Kiblin Rabbi Gamaliel. Rabbi Gamaliel accepted them as Eidim. So the Ode, another story happened. Ba'ushnayim v'amura'inu bizmano, u'bilel ibrulo nira. They said that we saw them, we saw the night of the 30th, we saw the moon, but then the night of the 31st, we couldn't find it anywhere, it disappeared. So one would think it shouldn't be good, they must have made a mistake, because how could the moon appear, then disappear, then reappear? They probably saw the end of the previous month, and then it disappeared, and then the beginning of the next month, it happened sometime after that. So it must be that they weren't good Eidim, and still, nonetheless, the Kiblin Rabbi Gamliel accepted them as Eidim, despite the fact that they saw it one night, and the next night they didn't see it. Which itself is pretty interesting, because once you see it the first night, why do you have to just look out for the next night? It's possible it was cloudy, it's possible they didn't have a good,
But I assume that they asked him and they said that they didn't see it when it wasn't cloudy, otherwise.
Right, I guess.
Everyone assumed that.
I guess the moon should be this around the same location where it was the previous night. It won't change that much. So despite the fact, Rabbi Gamliel still accepted these as Eidim. So two different stories about Rabbi Gamliel. So then the Mishnah goes on to explain that this is the famous story that we've probably heard of before. Amar Rabbi Dosa Ben Hurkanus. Eidei Shekehin, these people are Eidim. How is it possible? Heyach me'idim al ha'isha she'yalda l'machar krisa ben shineh. How could you testify about a woman who's pregnant and then the next day, that she gave birth, and the next day she's pregnant again? It doesn't make any sense. You testified about the moon giving birth to the month, the new moon was there, and then it disappeared? So it doesn't make any sense. So Amar Le Rabbi Shua, he wants to give his 2 cents. Roa anias v'recha, I agree to Rabbi Dosa that we don't trust such Eidim. So Shalach Le Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel sent to Rabbi Yeshua, goes Rini Alecha, I'm going to make a gzeira, a decree that you must, me as the Nasi, you Rabbi Shua, you're going against me, you have to come to me with your stick, your cane, your pouch of money, b'yom ha-kippurim, shechal yos b'cheshboncha. Exactly, famous story. This is
took him down.
Exactly, this is one of the stories that really, that happened. This is one of the 2 stories that happened. The other one was he embarrassed him in the base medrash. So here he says that I command you that you come to me with a cane and your wallet on the Yom Kippur that falls out according to your schedule. So, interesting thing here. So the Aruch Lanai wants to know, why did he tell him to bring 2 things? Both the cane and the money. One should be enough. So the idea was, because he wanted to have him carry something on outside, Hotzah. So he said, but there is an opinion that you there's no concept of Erev and Hotzah on Yom Kippur. It only applies to Shabbos. Now, we paskin Yom Kippur just like Shabbos in terms of Hotzah. It's different than Yom Kippur. But there is a mandamer that says you are allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. So if that's the case, he said, also bring your money, because your money certainly will be muksa according to all opinions, so you'll be violating muksa at least. So why don't you just tell him to bring the money alone, so you'll be violating muksa? Because bringing the money alone won't be a pierce, and nobody knows what's in your pocket, so you have to bring the cane so everybody sees. So to accomplish these 2 different elements, he goes there to bring both the cane and the money. So then what happened? So what did Yeshua do? Did he listen to Rabbi Gamliel? So the Gemara says that Halach Rabbi Shur walked to Matzah Rabbi Kiva Meitzar, and he found Rabbi Kiva. So unclear, the Gemara is going to address who was very much troubled. Was it Rabbi Kiva who was Meitzar, or Rabbi Shur was Meitzar? The Gemara will address that. So Hamalo, so he says, Yeshli Lemot Shekol Masha Asar Gamliel Asar. Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Shur, I have to learn, I teach you that everything Rabbi Gamliel does is final. All right, perhaps you think it might be wrong, but what he says is final, and you have to listen to him, Rabbi Yeshua. Shenemar elu ma'adei Hashem mikrei kodesh asher sher tekru osam bein bizmanim bein shelo bizmanim. So, eli ma'ados el elu. So, whether or not he did it in the right time or didn't do it in the right time, whatever the Nasi says, whatever the Basin decides, that is exactly when the ma'adim are going to be. You have to listen to Rabbi Gamliel. So then, ba'lo etor above dosa ben hurkenes. Then he went over to ben dosa and Amalo, in bon anu ladin acher based in Osha Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Dosa says, and listen, if we're going to start fighting against the basin of Rabbi Gamliel, then tzrichim anu ladin acher kol based in a basin. Shaman miyam mos meshuv ad achshav. We're going to have to attack and challenge the psak of every other basin from the times of Moshe until Rabbi Gamliel. Shinemar v'yal Moshe v'Aaron nodav aviu v'shiv mizik negi Yisrael. So Moshe, Aaron, and all the Ziknei Yisrael. The Gemara explains, what do you mean? Lamalo nisparshu shmosin shazakein. Why does it simply say the elders? Why doesn't it mention every single member? Shouldn't they also deserve a certain amount of credit, who they were, the level that they were? Give them, let's know who they were. El Lame, this comes to teach us, says the Mishnah, shekol shlosha shlosha shamlu basin to al Yisrael. Every three people, every three dayanim that are established as a basin, Harehu kebeistino shemoshe, has the same status and stature as that of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though they're not quite as great as Moshe Rabbeinu individually, but they have the same authority as Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, if we start challenging Rabbi Gamliel, so then we're challenging the integrity of all the other about the dinim from the times. But we learn from here, every basin that's during that door, even though it might be less than the previous door, it still serves, they are the basin of the door, and we have to trust them. So therefore, Rabbi Shua, to this, he said, okay, I'll give in. His great anivus, Natal Makelu Ma'osav, he took his cane, he took his money, Biyado, Vahalach Liyavna, Eta Rabbi Gamliel. He went to Rabbi Gamliel in Yavna, Bayom Shechal Yom Kippurim Liyos Becheshbono. On Yom Kippur, that fell out on his day. Imagine how hard it was for him. He knew it's Yom Kippur. Perhaps he was even right about Yom Kippur, but this is the Koach of Basin, what they're able to do. So Rabbi Gamliel stood up, Binashka Rosho gave him a little kiss on his head. Amrilah, he says to Rabbi Yeshua, Bo B'Shalom, come in peace, Rabbi V'Tamidai. My Rabbi and my student, how is it possible that you're both? Rabbi B'Chachma, you're greater than I am in wisdom, no question about that, Rabbi Gamliel says. Also, Tamidai Shekabas as Devarai, you accepted my words, me as being the Nasi, me as representing Bezin, you accepted my words. This was the famous story of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel. This is Machlokes Rishonim exactly. Rabbi Gamliel, why he's able to do this. Was Rabbi Gamliel right or was he wrong in his calculation? So some say that he was actually wrong. He was wrong, Rabbi Yeshua was really right. But Rabbi Gamliel still, because the Pasuk said, we have a drasha, atem afilum, mezidim afilum, shogim afilum, anusim, that atem, the Pasuk says, what is the Pasuk? And we saw, elu ma'adei Hashem, okay, kosh asher tikru osam, that you decide what it is. It's completely up to you whether your calculations are correct or incorrect. You have the decision. So he was incorrect, but still he has the ability to make the dates. That's according to one opinion. And the Rambam says, no, his calculation was actually correct. Rabbi Gamliel was the one who was right. Okay. So I think the point was that even though the Edom may have been wrong Edom because they said they saw the moon, they didn't see the moon, based on Cheshbonos, Rabbi Gamliel knew when the right day was. Okay, says the Gemara now, Tanya. Omar Lahem Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel says to them, L'chachamim, Kach mikublani b'meis avi abba, this is my Mesorah half, my grandfather. Pamim shebaba rucha, pamim shebaba ksara. Sometimes the moon takes a long trip and sometimes the moon takes a short trip. So in the case in the Mishnah, the first situation where the Adam said we saw it in the east and then the west by evening, 12 hours later, which seemed a little bit quick, Rabbi Gamliel had a Mesorah that sometimes it takes a long path, sometimes it takes a short path. And this apparently was a short path that it took. Now it really depends on the season, I would imagine, the orbit of the moon. So that's how he explains that it's still possible to travel 12 hours from east to west. Again, we probably would appreciate this better if we learned in astronomy. I don't really understand.
Yeah. I mean, listen, as far as I know, the moon, it takes 13 hours to cross from east to west.
Yeah, that's all?
Yeah, because the moon goes around the next day, the moon is in the same spot, just as 53 minutes off.
I can't comment. I don't know. You could be very right. I don't know. I didn't read this little picture book in the back. I'm sure it's all discussed here. I don't know. Harry, you know anything about astronomy?
I think they're talking about the question of when you saw the old moon versus when the new moon comes, and that's going to be 24 hours.
Yes. But here it says that he saw it in the morning and then he saw it in the night. He says, the Mishnah says, Maser Shem Shacharit b'Mizrach v'Arvit b'Marav. So that's 12 hours. If he would have said Shacharit b'Mizrach and then the next day Shacharit b'Marav, that would be a problem. But as far as I know, the moon sets, you know, comes out and sets.
Well, according to the explanation, not this pshat, but if there's he said he saw the old moon in the east and the new moon in the west.
So that's what's going on?
The witnesses didn't say it was the new moon both times.
Uh-huh.
Well, they added in English here, so we're, you know, they must get it with somebody.
What did they say there?
When he says, Re'inuhu shachris b'mizrach, the English adds the old moon.
In the Mizrach,
in the morning. And then when they saw it in the evening, it means the new moon.
Uh-huh.
So here's this, according to that, the old moon and the new moon are the same day.
It takes 24 hours to see the old, from the old moon to the new moon. That makes sense. Okay.
So that's according to some parish, but Rashi says we're talking about the new moon, okay. Both situations.
That's not right.
Okay. Could be, I don't know.
Economically, it's not right.
Okay.
That makes sense. It takes because basically it takes 24 hours from the after 12 hours you don't see anything. You don't see no new. It's basically perfectly hit.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day already you can see the new moon. But that makes sense. Otherwise it doesn't make sense.
Okay, I don't know.
Now, I assume they added that because otherwise why would the other rabbis that disagree? You know, why would they apostle them?
Right.
You know,
right. Okay.
Right. Okay. So the Gemara says again that Rabbi Gamliel had a Masorah that the moon, which again sounds like it's talking about the new moon still, at least in the Gemara, that the new moon sometimes can travel a short distance, sometimes it travels a long distance. Now in terms of the astronomy, I cannot comment. I don't understand the astronomy. I never looked into it. You say it takes 13 hours, 53 minutes or so.
12 hours, 15.
Okay. I don't know. I can't comment. Okay. Leave that for the astronomers. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time at the Beit Rebbe, what was the reason of Beit Rebbe? Dechsiv, asay yareach l'ma'adim, shemesh yada mivoa. You make the ma'adim based on the moon, and the sun, we know the path of the sun. So Gemara explains, shemesh shu yada, we know the path of the sun, however mivoa, yareach lo yada mivoa. We don't know the path of the moon. The moon takes different trips, depending on the season, perhaps. Okay. Rabbi Chia, yeah.
So where do we have Rabbi here?
I think he was saying this is the Masorah of Beit Rebbe when Rabbi Gamliel had this Masorah from Beit Rebbe, from Avi Avi.
Yes, it's Gorsim Beit Rebbe Gamliel.
Uh-huh, okay, so I see that, okay.
Okay, otherwise.
So, Rabbi Chia, Chazia l'sihara d'hava koi b'tzafra d'esim v'tisha. Rabbi Chia saw that the moon was in the north. Sorry, not in the north. The moon was Koibit Safra. He saw the old moon that was in the morning of the 29th. Okay? So then I think what did he do? Shakal Kala Pasuk Bey. He threw something at the moon. And Amar Laorsa Ba'ina Lektushe Becha Vat Kaimas Hacha Zil Ichse. So in the morning he saw the old moon, so you can't see the new moon at nighttime, I guess. So he threw something at it, says, cover up, get away, old moon, because we need that the night be the new moon, because we have to be Mekadesh tonight, the 30th has to be really the first. So please get away. He threw something at it. So this machlok is exactly whether it really disappeared or just like a derech mashal. Most people say it's like a derech mashal. I say no, somehow the moon covered up right away. It was a nace that had happened, and the new moon appeared that evening.
Because he was going to fall Shabbos next year on Kippur.
So that for that to be,
to
work it out that way.
Okay.
In terms of the calculation, Tosus talks about the 18 hours, the 6 hours we discussed from the old moon, the new moon. Okay, I'm not really following this stuff, so Tosus does address some of the times. Okay. So Amar Lei, Rabbi says, Rabbi Chia, Zil Lion Tvikadche Liyircha. So Rabbi says to Rabbi Chia, go to Ayin Tov and be Mekadish the moon there. Why? So Rashi explained, look at Rashi, Zil Lion Tov of Vikadche, Doeg Haya. Rabbi was worried, Shelo Yiranu Alav B'nei Iro Shikachenu L'machar. He didn't want a city to think that he's going to Mekadish it in his city where he was. The Fisha Roa Yishana Kol Yom Chafdas. He saw it the entire 29th day, the old moon. So how could you say suddenly at nighttime is going to be the new moon? So the Machar, so the Salik Tlunas Me'alai, so therefore I won't be responsible. Send it to another city that they'll be the ones responsible for making the new moon. It can't be us here where we are.
Because he already saw it in the morning.
Exactly. So do it another place where they didn't see it, and then no one's going to give them a hard time. And Tosa is a different pshat. Tosa says that look at Tosa, the bottom Tosa, Zil La'ayin Tav V'Kadshe, Sham Hayu Kfun L'Kadish Shesachodesh. No, because that was the place where they were regularly being Mekadish the new month. Kedisa B'Psiksa, that it says in the Medrash, P'Pasik Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar, Lama Basin Mekadish Nechodesh B'Ein Tov. Why would they be Mekadish in this place called Ein Tov? The Fisha who Beis Havad, that was a place of gathering. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Beis Vat Moed Shel Kol Ha'olam. It's a place of gathering for the entire world to come. Shenemar ki mitzion teitei sora v'ramin b'yushalni k'shem shetoken b'yavna kach token b'ein tov. Just like they blew the shofar in Yavna. The lacha was that you're not allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. But in Yushalayim, where there's a basin, you're allowed to. So to the Mishnah later on says that in Yavna also you're allowed to. The Medrash says not only Yavna, but also a place called Ayin Tov, which is a place that b'mashma shehoya sham basin kavua dumid Yavna. That also had an established basin. So that's why Dafka said Ayin Tov. So a different pshat than Rashi as to why they had to go to Ayin Tov to Mekadesh the Chodesh. Now then, after Rebbe says to Rebbe Chia, go there and Mekadesh a month and send back to me the following message. Shalach li simona, send back the following simon, David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. That's the message that I'll know that the new month what had been established explains why is that the message, David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, that's the message that I'm supposed to know that's a new month. Says Rashi, Nimshal Kilavana, David is compared to the moon. Shenamar Kisu Kishemesh Negde Kirech Yichon Olam. Based on the Pasuk Tehillim, David compares himself to the moon. So that's why David Melch is the symbol that the new month has been established. A number of interesting things come out here. That's the Ramah says we have a minhag to say David Melch Yisrael Chavik Hayam three times during Kiddush Levana,
right,
based on this Gemara here. The Sefer Shar Ephraim writes that the Gematria of David Melch Yisrael Chavik Hayam it equals Rosh Chodesh. So in Pnimius is a strong connection of Mote Shabbos to David Melch. One is we see Kiddush Levana, we say David Melch Yisrael Chavik Hayam. Malava Malka, I believe, is Keneged David HaMelech. Exactly. So there's a strong correlation between David HaMelech and the Inyanim that we do Matzei Shabbos.
But what I still don't understand is what happened here. There were no Avim. Who is he telling to go?
So, remember, this goes back to we had the ability to intimidate the Avim to testify what they didn't actually see. So he wanted to, this month had to happen tonight. The new month had to happen tonight.
But when he says Zim, doesn't even say that Adin came. It just says that he saw the Yerah, right?
They only saw in the morning. The nighttime didn't happen just yet.
Right.
So I guess, what was he trying to tell?
Who is he telling Zil Ikase?
He's telling Rabbi Chia, but I guess you're asking, what was he telling Rabbi Chia to actually do? Rabbi Chia that you
was
should...
Was he telling Rabbi Chia that he should be the aid?
I'm not sure. Let's see. What was he telling Rabbi Chia to actually do? Just to find out? Or to tell them that me, Rebbe, I'm telling you guys, make sure tonight's going to be... I'm not sure. Let's see if it is unclear. I agree. Yeah, he says, it explains here that go to Ayin Tov and you're the one who should be the one intimidating the Edim that are coming to make sure that they do Mekadesh the month. Okay, continues the Gemara now and says, Tana Rabbanan, Pam Achas, there was once an incident. Niskashu Shemaim Ba'avim. The sky was filled with clouds. Viniras Dimus Levana Be'esim V'tisha L'chodesh. And they saw the image behind the clouds. It appeared on the 29th of the month. So Kisvurim Ha'am La'omer Rosh Chodesh, and they thought it was going to be Rosh Chodesh, Ubikshu based in the Kachan, they wanted to be Mekadesh it. So it can't be the 29th, it has to be the 30th. So what exactly they what do you mean the 29th?
Oh, it seems that the 29th was right. Maybe they thought that the 29th was the 30th.
Or maybe they thought the 29th was a new moon. Maybe they know the klal that we knew, that I guess we'll learn that that's what we're about to learn. Yeah, the 29th, they wanted to make the 29th into day one, a 28-day month. It's all about the moon. So they saw the new moon, so they wanted to make the 29th into the new moon, into the new month. So Kisvurim Ha'am Lomar Rosh Chodesh, they wanted to make it Rosh Chodesh. Bikshu based in the culture, based in said, okay, let's make this new month. Amar Lehem Reb Gamliel says, Kach Mikublani Mibes Avi Ava. This is the Masar I have, that Ein Chidusha Shalavana Pechusa Me'esim V'tisha Yom U'mechusa V'shnei Shlishi Shah V'ayin Gimel Chalakim. So it can't be, because I have the Masar that a new month, a lunar month, is no less than 29 days and a half, and 2/3 of an hour, and 73 chalakim. And this, since the previous molad, not that time, that much time has not passed yet, so therefore it can't be the new moon. Vosa Hayom, that very day, happens to be Mesa Imosha Ben Zaza. Ben Zaza's mother passed away. Who was Ben Zaza and who was his mother? Vespede Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel, the Nasi, came to the Levaya. He wasn't just, he didn't go to every Levaya. He came and made a eulogy, no less. The Hespede Gadol, a large one. Lo Mipnei Sheru Al-Lachach, not because this woman was fit for it. Ela Kedei Sheyadu Ha'am Shalu Kedshu Besin Zachodesh, to make everybody know that the Besin did not establish the new moon. And it wasn't. So what was the eulogy? Because you don't make a hesped on Rosh Chodesh. Ancient Rashi says, Ein Maspidim B'yomtav, he calls it a yomtav. You don't make a hesped on Rosh Chodesh. So that's what was the, oh, must not be Rosh Chodesh today.
You hold like that?
You hold like that, yeah. Yeah, now what happens sometimes is the rabbi will get up and said, you know, the custom is not to make a eulogy. So we're not going to make a eulogy, we'll just say a few nice words about it. It ends up being a eulogy.
Right.
So,
yes,
you know.
What? Yes, I was in a hesped over 2 hours.
Really?
It was very long and broken.
Uh-huh. So, my wife's grandmother was nifter a number of years ago on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, but they didn't have it. Was just no eulogy. And right. Remember, the rabbi like praised them for saying that Rosh Chodesh. They didn't want to say anything. They wanted to, you know, really follow the halacha.
They feel like for the niftar, it's very painful, all this long spending.
Right. I don't know how these things work, but the whole Gemara and Sanhedrin has my focus.
That you shouldn't know for
right. But it's
120.
It's a hesped, my focus, whether it's for the mace or for the family.
Right.
But anyway, it was a very quick thing. We said a couple of tillim, and that was it.
I once had a friend who said that her mother said she really wanted a lot of hesped.
Oh, really?
And then she turned out she passed away like it was Tu B'Shvat or something like that.
So she couldn't have it.
And so when I came in to the, you know, she said, you know, the rabbi says you can't have it. And I'm just so painful. I just, my mother, I told him my mother wants it. And he said, well, get yourself another rabbi. You know. I said, listen, your mother now is in the Olam Emes.
Right.
And, you know, she's going to say, I sent my daughter to yeshiva. What is she doing? What are they doing down there? You know, don't they understand that this is not supposed
right.
to. So, you know, that's, you got to understand, you know, things
yeah.
like the going what's supposed
right.
to be.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Yashiv, for his, he didn't want, he requested that there should be
no
espedim at his. I always wondered why that was. One thought was he realized maybe hundreds of thousands of people were going to come. He didn't want to be mavata everyone's Torah, right. Perhaps. I don't know, because he was so makbid on learning.
Yeah.
But, okay. Fine, so the Gemara says, so that's what happened. Rabbi Gamaliel made the big hesped at this lady's levaya to teach everyone that it was not Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, quote from the Mishnah further, Halach Rabbi Kiva Meitzar. So Rabbi Yeshua, after being told by Rabbi Gamaliel to show up on the day of Yom Kippur, he found Rabbi Kiva, and somebody, we're not sure who, somebody was Meitzar, someone was very troubled. So Ibai Hu, the Gemara wants to clarify, Mi Meitzar, who was the one who was in Tsar? Was it Rabbi Kiva Meitzar or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzar? Tashma, they bring a brayse that's a little bit clearer. Titania, halach Rabbi Kiva matzul Rabbi Yeshua kshumeter. Rabbi Kiva went, and he found that Rabbi Yeshua was very much troubled. Amalo Meitzar, so Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yeshua, why are you so pained? Amalo Rabbi Akiva, some say just Stam Akiva, because Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. Samalo Akiva, Akiva, Roy Lo Shi Polimita Yud Beis Chodesh, Val Yigzar Lo Gzeru Gzu. Better that I get sick for 12 months than have to follow this Gzeru. I don't want to violate Yom Kippur. So Amalo Rabbi Tashini Lo Mor Lefanecha Davar Echad, Shiliman Limiatani. Yeshua, please allow me to say something that you once taught me. Could you please gain permission? I want to tell you something that you once taught me. So, Amr, please say. Say what you have to say. Samalo, Rabbi Kiva says, Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says, this is all from you, Rabbi Yeshua. Atem, 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 and Gimel Palmim. This is three times the word Atem, that you, it's up to you, it's up to you. Up to you, Basin. Atem, Afilu Shogim, that if you decide when Basin makes when the new Chodesh is, it's going to be good, even though it's Shogig. Atem afilu meizin, even if you on purpose you make the wrong day, it's also going to be effective. And then it says, Atem afilu mutam, even though you're completely mistaken, Belashon hazeh amalo Rabbi Kiva, Belashon hazeh, and that's exactly how you said it over to me, says Rabbi Kiva. So amalo, Rabbi Yeshua says to Akiva, Nichamtani, Akiva, Nichamtani, Nichamtani, you ready to comfort me, you're right, I remember this drasha that I made, so it's all dependent on Atem, all depending on Rabbi Gamliel. Even though Rabbi Gamliel might have made a mistake in the calculation, whatever he says goes, I'm satisfied, I'm going to go to walk to Rabbi Gamliel on the Yom Kippur that I thought it was. This, of course, is parallel to the Gemara, the end of Makos, where we keep also in terms of the fox and walking
right,
the...
So that's
exactly. Right. Same language. Akiva nechamtani nechamtani. Balo eitza Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanan.
That was also with Rabbi Yeshua?
That was also, I don't remember, there were a number of other Rabbanim, I don't remember who was there. Balo Eitzah Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanis. And then he went over to Rabbi Dosa. Tanu Rabbanan, Lama lo nisparshu shmosim shev zakenim halalu? Why were the names of these zakenim in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu not listed? Shlo yomar adam ploni kimoshev aron ploni. Kanadav aviyu ploni kaldar meidar. So they shouldn't say, this person like Moshe Aaron, this person like Nadav aviyu, this person like Eldar meidar. If Omer, they're going to say, let's see, Rashi says, the first wide line down, Shelo yomer adam al basin she biyam. A person shouldn't say about the basin of my generation, V'chi ploni, ploni ki Moshe v'aron she ashmalo. Come on, you're going to be a psak? Who do you think, you're Moshe and Aaron? V'achshav shelo nisparshu. Now that we don't know who the other elders were, and we're low, im eina ki Moshe v'aron, harei hu ke'achem mishar zekenim she eincha yodeh mihem. Okay, I agree. They're not like Moshe and Aaron. Nobody's going to be like Moshe and Aaron, but they might be as good as the others that came. You don't know who they are to compare them to. So the mission, the Gemara, the Pasuk rather, on purpose, left their names off the list so they could just be any Zakein. So just like the basin then, unnamed, so do the basin here. Even though they might not be the same stature as Moshe and Aaron, they still might be as equal as the others that came during that generation. So again, the Gemara says, let's take it from the top, Taner Banon again, six lines up, Taner Banon. Lama lo nisparshu shmosim shel zakenim halalu. Shlo yomar adam, person shouldn't say, ploni kimoshe v'aron? Come on, who do you think you are? You're like Moshe and Aaron in this basin? Ploni kinadav yaviyu? Ploni kildav v'meidar? So for that reason, they said, no, we have all these unnamed zakenim. Vomer, and the Pasuk continues to say, v'yomar Shmuel says to Elham, now back in the Tanakh, Elham, Hashem asher osa es Moshe v'es Aaron. So he says, the nation, the Hashem, that he made Moshe and Aaron, he took them out of Mitzrayim. Vomer, and it says, Vaishlach Hashem as Yerubal, Ves Badan, Ves Yiftach, Ves Shmuel, and he sent these individuals, Yerubal, who is that? Ze Gidon. Lama Nikra Shmo Yerubal, Shasa Meriva, he made a fight, Im Habal, the Avodah Zarah called Habal. And Badan, who's Badan? Ze Shimshon. Lama Nikra Shmo Badan, Dasim Midan, he came from Dan, and Yiftach Kimashmo, Yiftach was his name. So now the Gemara is going to continue this explanation. And it says, V'omer, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanov, u'Shmuel b'Korei Shemo. We say this Pasuk in Kabbalah Shabbos. Moshe and Aaron, in their kuhuna, they were equal, and Shmuel is really equal to them. So see, from here, Shakal HaKasav Shloshe Kali Olam, that the Torah equates these three great leaders of Klai Yisrael. Kishloshe Chamri Olam, so Lomar Lacha to teach you, Yerubal b'Doro, Kimoshe b'Doro, Bidan Bidaro, Karun Bidaro, Yiftach Bidaro, Kishmo Bidaro, that each of the other individuals mentioned, Yerubal, who is Gidon, and Badan, who is Shimshon, they are all equal in their generation. They were what Moshe was in his generation. They are the leaders of their generation. Even though Shimshon and Gidon were not as great as Moshe, not as great as Aaron, not as great as Shmuel, but still, in their generation, whoever is appointed to be the leader, they are the leader. That's what we learn from all of this. So again, so to continue, Shafilu Kal Shabakalim, that even the Kal Shabakalim, the lesser of these leaders, Nismana Parnes Al Tzibor, and they are appointed to be the leaders of the Tzibor, Harehu Ka'avir Shabaivarim, we view them as the most chash of individuals out there. V'omer Ubasal Kohanim Alevim V'Ashofer Asher Yehebayim Mahim. And when it comes to, I think, the Zaki Mamre, you bring him to the Kohanim, to the Levim, and you bring it to the judge in those days. Of course you're going to the dying of those days. We're not going to go to a dying who's not in those days. If he doesn't live, you can't go to the dying, of course. So what does it mean? So it means, you can only go to judge of your generation. So whoever your shofet or dying is, he is your dying. Even though he might not be as great as the previous generations, he becomes the authority. The Omer, and another proof for this idea, Al Tomar Mahaya Shayamim, Rishonim Hayu Tovim Me'ila. This is a pasuk that's found in Koheles. Don't say that the days now are not as great as the days of old. So we see from all these various psukim, we have four or five proofs here, the idea is that whoever becomes the dain, whoever is the leader of our generation, although they may not be as great as Moshe and Aaron, they are still considered the leaders, and you have to listen to what they say. Okay, so that was again Rabbi Dosa's point as to Rabbi Yeshua. Even though you might have a great argument against Rabbi Gamliel, he still is the authority of our generation, and you must listen to it. Then the Gemara quotes the end of the story. Natam Akilu Ma'osa B'yados. Rabbi Yeshua eventually took his cane, took his money, and walked up to Rabbi Gamliel, who lived in Yavna. Tani Rabbanon, Kaven Shira Osa. Once Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi Yeshua coming, Amr Mekisa, he stood up off his chair. Benashka Rosho gave him a kiss on his head. Amr Lo Shalom Alecha Rabbi V'tamide. Shalom Alecha to you, my master, my Rebbe, and my student. Rebbe, Shalim Adhani Torah, that Rabbim, you teach me Torah, Rabbi Rabbim. And V'tamida, that you're my student, because Shani Gozer Alecha Gzera, I make a decree. V'ata Mekaima, and you listen to my decree. K'talmid, just like a student. Asher Ador, praiseworthy, such a generation, Shagdolim, such as Rabbi Yeshua, Nishmam L'Ketan, that listen to the people who are less, you listen to me, Rabbi Gamliel. Kavachomer, Ketan L'Gedolim, so with the Ketan, Kelona Kavachomer, that we certainly should listen to the greater authority. Kavachomer, what do you mean Kavachomer? It's a Chivahi, not Kavachomer. There's an obligation that the Ketanim have to listen to the older one, not a Kavachomer. So El Gemara tweaks it a little bit and says, Mitoch Shagdolim Nishmal L'Ketan, from the fact that the greater people, Rabbi Shua, listens to small people like myself, Rabbi Gamliel says, Nosim Ketanim Kavachomer Batun. They're going to say, we should also, we know there's a Chiv, but we should also, it's probably respectful for us also to listen to the Gedolim. Hajran Lach Im Einu Makir. That finishes the second parak of Rosh Hashanah.
But then he was kicked out, so.
Eventually, Rabbi Gamliel was kicked out, correct, right. It wasn't based on this incident. This was an incident that was in the back of their minds. It was later on, they had the whole fight. They said, this and that, that's it, Rabbi Gamliel, you're out of here. Okay. Next parak is short?
No, this one was
This one. You have 10 blot left of the Masechta.
Yeah, good.
Okay. It says the new parak, the new Mishnah. Ra'u Bezdin, the Chol Yisrael. We saw this Mishnah quoted already earlier. Bezdin and all Am Yisrael saw the new moon. It was the clearest night, a clear moon. What happened, however, was Nechaku Ha'idim v'lo hispiku lomar mikudash ad shechashecha. So the Edom came anyways, because you have to go through the process. And before they were able to conclude and finalize the testimony, it got dark, and they weren't able to say Makudash. The din is, Harezim Ubar, you are not allowed to make the new month for the day 30. It has to be a Mubar, a 30-day month, and the next day is going to be day 1. Ra'u Bezdin Bilvad, let's say Bezdin alone sees the new moon. Yam Dushnaim V'ya'idu B'fneim. So two people of Bezdin, all best, let's say we're all sitting down, and they saw it, so two members should go ahead and testify, V'yomu Mekudash, Mekudash, and everyone else responds, Mekudash, Mekudash. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain what's going on there exactly. So, because you have to have a testimony, you can't just simply see it and say, oh, it's the base, and you have to have the process of Edom, and then hearing, and then saying Mekudash. Ra'u Shlosha, let's say three people, not an entire Bezdin of 71, but let's say three members of Bezdin alone, they see it. V'hein Bezdin, Yamdu Ashnaim, two of them should stand as Edim, V'yoshivu Mechaveirehem Eitzel Yayachid, and find two guys off the street to sit next to the one Dayan. the Eidu b'fneim, and then the two Dayanim, who are now serving as Eidim, should testify in front of the three people sitting. The Yomu, and they should say, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, it's a new moon, new month. Shein ha'yachad ne'emon al-yidei atma. We don't trust one Dayan to be Mekadesh, the new moon. Okay. So Gemara explains, Lamali lemisnei ra'u bezdin v'chol Yisrael. Why teach this situation of that basin and all of Klal Yisrael saw the new moon? So it's Rechsak Dai Techamina, because the very fact that basin saw it already would be enough. Who cares that Klal Yisrael saw it? So it's Rechsak Dai Techamina. You would have thought, we already saw this, I think, in the past. Hol v'ra'u bezdin v'chol Yisrael, since everybody saw it, if our Samalei, it's so publicized and so apparent, v'lo li'avrua, you shouldn't be ma'aber the month, because everybody knew already. So who cares about the fact that Eidim weren't accepted yet? Everybody knew, so let the new month exist on day 30.
The
Kiddush is always making day 30 is day 1. So that is... No, you shouldn't have to make it a 30-day month. Right. You should be Mekadosh.
Right, you should be
Mekadosh. Right. So say, Kamash the Tani Lei... Sorry, but Kamash Malam, that no, it all depends on the Eidim has to testify and Basin has to respond, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. V'chev netan elei ra'u bezin v'chol Yisrael, nechkor Eidim lamali. So once they saw that Basin, everyone in Basin saw it, and all of Klal Yisrael saw it, why teach your situation nechkor Eidim? What do you mean?
Well, because she... Everybody is aiding, but you have to do
Chakira. So why everybody saw it? Why do you have to go through the process? It was so clear. Hachikamar. It's like Mishnah's read as follows: Inami nechaku aiding v'lo hispiku lomar mikudash ad shechashecha reizim ubar. That's what two situations. One situation which everybody saw. Everybody saw, okay, let's just say Mekudosh. But they didn't get a chance to say Mekudosh until it got night. So then they lost that. Or, let's say it wasn't seen by all of Am Yisrael. But two Eidim came, and they didn't get a chance to say Mekudosh, and then it got dark. That's a second scenario whereby we're forced into being Me'aber the month. V'chevin detana ad shechashecha harez mubar. So once we taught that they didn't say Mekudosh until it got dark, it becomes a 30-day month. Why even discuss the situation of Hakir's Eidim at all?
Right, because everybody saw it and they didn't make it in time, for sure. With Eidim, they wouldn't make it in time.
Exactly.
They have to do Hakir.
Because right, without Eidim, you don't know it's a good testimony. When we all saw it, it's obvious it's a good, it's a new moon. Eidim, we don't even know it's a new moon until we finish the process of accepting the Eidim. So Kal v'chomer, we wouldn't accept it until we say Mekudosh, right? I think that's a Kal v'chomer.
I think it's there. I think it's saying if we didn't have enough time when everybody knew, for sure you wouldn't have enough time if there were Eidim and you had to Hakir. Isn't that the Kal v'chomer?
I thought it was just the point of...
Maybe you're right.
And I think
you're
the point...
You're probably right.
Right, I think that's what it's saying. Let's see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how is your Kavachomer? Let's see. And that's saying here, but I thought the was, if everybody saw it, you don't need Eidus anymore. We all saw it.
Right.
So, all we're missing is Mekudosh. When it comes to Chakir's Eidim, we're missing the final stamp that is good Eidus. You're missing that point, and then also the fact that you didn't say Mekudosh.
Meaning, if when everybody saw it and you didn't make it on time, it's Me'uvar for sure. If two Eidim only saw it and you didn't make it on time and you didn't Chakira, it's
right.
Me'uvar.
Yeah. Or you might want to say this differently,
that
maybe the fact that everybody knew about it. One case, everybody knew about it.
Right.
So by us making it a 30-day month, you have to tell everybody that's not a 30-day month. Everybody thought otherwise.
Right.
But when only Eidim came, nobody would have thought otherwise. Okay, so something like that. Rashi, I don't think, explains it which way. So then the Gemara says, so it's rechsak, that's a chamina, you would have thought, teve chakirs edim chetchilas din, that the chakirs of the edim interrogating them will be like the beginning process of a din Torah. Umekudash, mekudash ki gemar din, and mekudash is like the gemar din. Aha. So look at Rashi. Rashi is sakadaita chamina.
Ah, they'd already started during
exactly.
The day.
From which you started the process during the daytime, since the process started in the daytime, it's considered as if it was still daytime, and you can be mekudesh still at nighttime. But when we come to everyone saw it, there was no beginning, there's no haschalas din, there's no din, it was just mekudesh was the only thing you needed. And the Gemara says, oh, what's the problem? The kedushi b'layla. So, okay, so you started the process during the day, so be Mekadosh the month at nighttime. Why can't you be Mekadosh at nighttime? Says the Gemara, Midi Dehavia, Dini Mamnus, no different than Dini Mamnus. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us about Dini Mamnus, that done in Bayom, the Gomim Belaila, that you're allowed to do Dini Mamnus, start the process during the daytime, listen to the argument, and you can complete it at nighttime. Achanami Mekadosh and Belaila. You should also do it at nighttime. Kimashwan comes to teach us that no, that it cannot be done at nighttime. Well, why can't it be done at nighttime? Why can't you do the Gemara Din? Ve'im hachanami, let it be at nighttime. Who says you, why can't you compare Kiddush HaChodesh to Dini Mamnas? Says the Gemara, Amar Kura, Ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'lohike Yaakov, Eimas have chok b'Gemara Din. The chok is the Gemara Din. Yet the kakari le rachmana, mishpat. We're calling Kiddush HaChodesh a mishpat. Ma mishpat bayom, af hachanami bayom. Mishpat has to be during the daytime. Gemara has to be the chok. The clarification, the announcement of the new moon is called a mishpat, and mishpats always have to be during the daytime. Okay, so this is interesting. Interesting Yushalmi, it says that this is really more like dine nefashos, because knowing when the new moon is, it might tell you. It gives Yushalmi gives an example. That let's say someone was born one of the Arayos, so she or he has to be above the age of 13 or 12. Now that might be decided by when the new moon is. So let's say the birthday was on the 15th, so it depends when you made the new moon. So even though the moon and the new month really is has what to do with Dini Nefashos in a real, somewhat of a roundabout way, we still consider it's more like Dini Mamonis than not. So the Gemara thinks it is more like Dini Mamonis. But despite the fact that it's like Dini Mamonis, the special Gezeirat HaKasuv that calls the Chok, the actual decision-making, is still considered a Mishpat and has to be during the daytime.
Mishpat is only Nefashos.
Mishpat is... Mishpat's, I think, just judgment in general. But we say by Dini Mamonis, once Haschalas didn't happen during the daytime, so then the Gemara Din is just really the final point, but it's not really the Ikka part. The Ikka part of Dini Mamonis is really the back and forth, the Masa Matan.
Mishpat is the Tchilas Adin.
Right. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Ra'u Bezdin v'yamdu shnaim v'yayidu b'fneim. So Basin sees it. All Basin sees it. Rashi, by the way, on the Mishnah, I think, said a Basin of Chav Gimel referring to. Now Rashi doesn't say it, but Tosa says it. Those towards the top says we're talking about a basin of 23. So a basin 23 sees the new moon. Bamai lo teshmir gdol maria. So why is that the case? Why do we have to have them set two edim up and just say, we all saw it, let's just make the new moon, because shmir shouldn't be greater than ri'ya. What means shmir shouldn't be greater than ri'ya? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Vamai, it's towards the bottom of the Rashi, why do you need to take two of the dayanim and serve as edim? Hello, Ra'ul Kulum. Didn't all 23 see it? Yikad shibiriyasim. Just say we saw it. Let's make the new moon. Delo tei shmiya shishomim mipi edim gdol maria. So you're going to say if we saw it, that's not good enough. We have to actually hear someone, which seems a little bit more secondary, roundabout. And Rashi says further, deha gavi edus achodesh lo ksiv edus ela kazer rav kadesh kadesh. It says see it. It doesn't say hear it. See it. So it should be. You don't need to have edim. Tosas goes against Rashi. Tosas says, before we get to the answer, Tosas lo te shmir gdol maria, perish bekuntris, the hog gavi edis achodesh lo ksiv be edis ela kazer ra'av akadesh. You have to see it. Nothing to do with edis. Ubechinam dachak, for no reason, he really was at dachak pshat, says Tosas. Dafil bedinin nafashos aminon hachi beperkachovel imrao bet biyom. Also by dinin nafashos, we have this concept that we saw it during the daytime. So I don't remember the context there, but apparently we also say there's such a concept that a ria is more powerful than hearing. If they saw it, isn't that serve as a clearer understanding than you hear someone explain as to what happened? That's not a unique thing to Kiddush HaChodesh, like Rashi says, rather it's something in general. See, either way, so why do you have to have two Edom, two Dayanim, step away from the basin and testify what they saw? It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, I'll explain to you why, Kigon Sharu Belayla. It's about nighttime. And at nighttime, you cannot be Mekayesh the night, during the nighttime, as we said above. So therefore, in the morning, you have to redo everything. You can't do it based on Yeria. Now it can only be done through Shmir. But it sounds like in Hachanami, if they saw it during the daytime, but you can't really see, the new moon doesn't, but if they were in theory able to see it during the daytime, perhaps they'd be able to be Mekadesh the moon based on that seeing alone. Then Ra'u Shlosha, if three Dayanim saw it, Vehein Basin, they themselves are members of Bezdin, Yam Dushaim, two of them should step aside as the Edom, the Yoshivu Mechavim, next to the Yachid, who's a Dayim. So by the way, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks the question, Yoshivu Mechavim, they're supposed to sit down, the Dayim sit down. So he asks, what we do on when we announce the Molad in Shul, right before Rosh Chodesh, we always stand up when we announce the new Molad. We should really be sitting down, like it says the basin, be sitting down when deciding when the new moon is. Why do we stand up in Shul? That's the question Rabbi Kiva Eger asks. So the answer that they give is, because when we say in the Tzibor, we're not Basin, we're the Am. Klai said they stood up. So that's how he gets out of that question. Okay, so Gemara says, why do you have to have two people stand next to the Yachid sitting down and the two other people off the street? Hachanami neima lo te shmiya gedol maria. Say the same thing. We saw it. So why do we have to hear people? So v'chi teima hachanami. Kigon Sharua Belila, they saw it at nighttime. Hainu hach. That was what the first case was. Why repeat the same concept? If you see it at nighttime, then you need Edom in the daytime. That's the same as the first part of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Seifa Itzrichle, the Seifa we needed to teach me the following halacha, De'en ha-yachid ne'mon ayidei atzma. That we don't trust one yachid alone, we have to take two people off the street to make it into three dayanim sitting there. The Sakadayta Kamina, you would have thought, hold dini mamnas b'shlosha, that since the halacha is that three people is enough for dini mamnas, vim haya mumcha l'rabim dan afil b'yachid, but if he's a real mumcha, a real baki, we trust him to judge even by himself as a yachid, hachanami nekacha b'yachid. So here also, we should allow one person, if he's a mumcha, if he's part of Bezdin, he should also be able to be served as a dayan, because we said above that Kiddush HaChodesh is very much like dini mamnas. No, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, we do not trust one person. You need three individuals. Hachanami, maybe. Who says why not? Who says we can't have one? What's the reason why one's not good enough? So Gemara says, Ein lecha mumchel rabin b'Yisrael yosmi Moshe v'Rabbeinu. Yet, there's no one greater than Moshe. Yet, Kamar, the Pasuk says, Kamar le'akadosh baruch hu ad d'ik Aaron b'hadech. You, Moshe, you yourself cannot work alone in this matter, because you need Aaron at least with you. You need at least two. And two, so why do you need three? Two should be enough. Look at bottom Tosos. Tosos writes, Ad ik Aaron badech. The ain based in shakel. You cannot have an equal member, equal an even number of dayanim. So ain based in shakel can be equal. So mosif and alayin orechad, you have to add a third person to the mix, having a total of three. Well, when we get to Sanhedrin, hopefully in a few years, we'll learn the concepts better of ain based in shakel. But that's why we get to three. One doesn't work. Okay.